Greetings, Poppers. It's Brian here, and I am very excited to bring you the finale to Honey, We Changed into Turkeys. But first, I would like to take the time to remind you, everyone, that this week's promo is brought to us by a $2 creature feature with a very recognizable voice along the cast. So let's check it out now.
Grab some popcorn and find your seats. Monster of the Week Actual Play Podcast $2 Creature Feature returns for Season 2 on February 22nd. This season, we'll see a whole new crew of hunters confronting the mysteries at the heart of the town of Jupiter Hollow.
I'm Megan Murphy. I'm playing Zelda Wardwell, the Flake.
Oh, wait, I'm supposed to protect people, too. That's like what heroes do.
I'm Nyelder, playing Eric Ashrin, the Crooked.
Let's just say I don't ask questions that involve textbooks. I ask questions that involve cash.
I'm Laura McMillan, and I'm playing Tammy Jo Marple, your host. Hometown Home Finder. I'm here to make deals with the good people of Jupiter Hollow, but I already made a deal of my own. Tammy Jo is the monstrous.
And I'm Mr. Ray. I play everything that tries to kill these people. And if you enjoyed our first season, you ain't seen nothing yet.
New episodes every other Tuesday, wherever podcasts are found.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get
ourselves. McStuffins has really lived up to his name by giving Cthulhu the old pitchfork to the Eldritch regions. Will the anti-biohazard team be able to put an end to this clucking menace and save the day? Let's not keep you on the edge of your seats any longer and start the show.
And this probably is not possible, but, you know, I'm throwing this out here. I want to use the pitchfork to lift him off the ground and use that to apply that extra point of damage.
I like that. So that way, so how much harm? So yeah, like we said, it's going to be 3 harm altogether.
Yep.
Okay. And there actually was a reason why for the other turkeys bunny hopping, Sean.
Yeah.
Because I will say from that slam, he finally is going to be a little disoriented. And that's when he does his move, Gobble Gobble.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to roll real quick. He summons 4 minions.
Oh, boy.
4 turkeys land around you guys.
All right.
And these are like normal turkeys. These aren't like human-faced turkeys.
Or are they?
They're human-faced turkeys. Their eyes are glowing.
Beer.
I think I'm the only one that hasn't taken an action yet, then.
And it's actually your turn. It's all you. It's on King Bunny.
Do it, do it.
King Bunny is still on top of the bus, which is now in front of the stage, or what was the stage. He's going to point his bronze carrot cane at the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Cthulhu? You something like that? What was his name? What did we call it?
Cthulhu.
Cthulhu?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, God damn it. I guess it can even better me. Hey, you jive-ass turkey. Thanksgiving's are over. Easter's king. And I'm going to not even roll. I'm just going to spend a luck point. I will roll before I say that. Because I'm going to jump and attack him with the cane, which is two harm if I hit him with it. Like, jump attack, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna slam it right down on his goddamn head.
Oh, god damn it.
Yeah, I'm gonna burn a luck point because freaking 7 is not cool enough for me.
Okay. So, you said 2 harm?
Yeah. Burning a luck point, so it's a...
How do you want to do this?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Bring the cane down on its head, or like... Ooh! Well, you know, you're only supposed to remove the turkey's head before you cook it. Jumping cane and a baseball swing to the head. An attempt to basically decapitate the turkey monster.
As his head goes flying off of his shoulders. So the head flies off the shoulders. The last thing as a boosh of energy explodes from the stage. You just hear a...
My brother Peter Rabbit will avenge me next. Easter's no friend to you.
Sounds like a great guy, bitch!
And the body just melts into the stage. And all the human turkeys all slowly start to become humans again.
Time for some DNA testing.
Yes! Including the one in the van, in the Erinich bus.
And including the one in the van becomes a human.
Oh yeah, we still have Hank tied up in the bathroom.
Oh yeah, is Bobby here? Was Bobby among the audience? Because that'd be important. That'd be important for my guy.
So as you're scanning the area, you see passed out with his ass in the air is Bobby on the ground, and he has his thumb in his mouth.
Bobby.
Is he at least wearing clothes?
No one's wearing clothes.
No one is wearing clothes. You are in a sea of nude people.
Badass. Wow. I haven't had a show like this since 89.
I'd like to DNA test them. Yeah, I'd like to DNA test at least like a couple people. Double check that it's gone.
So as you're checking, you see the Eldritch turkey DNA is fading. But you guys hear calling from the bus.
Master.
Yes, Mr. Book.
Would you like I have news?
I go running back to the book. What is it, Mr. Book? What is it?
The one D came from brought me and the others with me. You will have to deal with the rabbit soon. I imagine you're the place you work for.
Well, okay, Mr. Book. Well, where are you going? What are you doing? I was going to keep you.
Oh, no.
I kind of like you.
Well, I was going to stay. I was just offering a warning.
Oh.
Peter Rabbit is on his way.
Well, I guess we got some time to prepare then, huh?
It's the four horsemen of the seasons.
So, and that's when actually, who would actually be the one who would be contacting the library? Be getting calls from the library?
Probably me.
Yeah.
Probably the most.
Because you're the least weird. You're somehow the most normal one.
I would like to say that Stuffs is also probably human again.
But I would like to take a small DNA sample of the book before I leave.
Okay. I actually have to tell you, I was just going to say, it does have a DNA sample.
I'm just going to say, while everyone else is doing all this other stuff, me and Chicky are passing out free t-shirts to everybody that's nude.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of fans.
Hell yeah.
Bunny King t-shirts for everybody!
The DNA reading that you got from the girl at first, from the old woman that said Eldritch Inc. is what you get from the book.
Okay, cool.
Ooh.
What about the girl?
She's human now.
She's just human now? Okay, just straight up human.
Yep, she's just human now.
Yeah, I literally unmade a fictional person into a real person. A real human.
I'm gonna be like, you still have that thing that you made the girl out of?
The wait, the what?
The device.
The thing that made it so you turned the thing into a girl.
The machine that you made to turn the girl.
I can make another one. It was an alchemically infused protein shake.
Yeah. Let's see. Like, here's a good question. What happens if you use it on the book?
Oh.
I think that's something that comes to Sheldon's mind. But I think at first he's just going to. He's heading into the bus early, and then he thinks about it, and he grabs old, unused lab coat from his locker, from his old days, and he's gonna head over to the girl and just kind of wrap around in it and just move her where she's somewhere where it's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he glances over at the book, and Sheldon. What am I talking about? I wait for Stuffs McGobbin to come in, and he goes, hey, Stuffs, I could.
They're made of the original same DNA, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Your friend over there, did he want to stay a book? I could try the same experiment.
Well, you know, I hadn't actually asked him. I guess, I guess technically, yeah, I could ask him. You want me to grab him out of the slot and bring him in here? We can have a discussion.
I love that, or just yes. And I love out of character. I love that like this has gone to like, all right, do we want to make a book of a real boy?
Do we want to make an evil? Well, I guess it's not evil. It's a good book. It's my friend.
You actually, guys, or I'm about to blow your fucking minds about what happens here.
He used to be a real boy.
So are you actually going to pour this on the book? Are you doing this?
I'm bringing the book out.
He is mixing it. He isn't pouring it yet.
By the way, it's a new sidekick that we could use.
Yeah. Well, so here's what I like to imagine. Right? Is I go to grab the book, a Sheldon. While Sheldon is mixing the potion, I'm gonna like kind of like as I'm walking back, I'm gonna just be kind of like whispering gently to the book, and like rubbing it and shit as I'm bringing it out, and I'm like, Mr. Book, do you want to become a real boy? Do you want to be my son, Mr. Book? Do you want to be a real boy?
Does he keep the voice?
This is my son. I'm sorry, he sounds like a 30-year-old chain smoker or an 80-year-old chain smoker.
I think you're going. I don't think you're going to like. You're not going to like what I become. Oh dear.
We can work through anything. I'm a fucking half turkey, Mr. Book. Do you think that scares me?
So, Sean, are you? Yeah. Is Sheldon applying the concoction? So, what was Sheldon thinking about when he heard all that?
What was exactly said?
So you can hear the book is just saying that it's just nervous, like, wait, are you sure? I don't think you're going to like what I become.
And my response was, I'm half fucking turkey, boy. You think I'm afraid of what you could become?
Generally, turkeys are pretty skittish.
Yeah, I think Chad was like, all right. First off, do you want me to just try to do the same thing, Mr. Book? Or do you want me to just kind of whip up some kind of like I'm a real boy serum specifically for that?
Actually, if my master says they will accept who's the same potion, I am willing for you all to see me.
Alright, then Sheldon is going to use his alchemic protein shake on the book.
But it's going to be a turkey with an octopus for a head.
Oh god, here we go. The book glows. It rises in the air. It morphs. And it becomes a little dog.
Oh, shit, yes.
What kind of dog? What kind of dog?
Boston Terrier.
Yes.
Oh, those are dropkick dogs for sure.
And it just looks at you and goes,
behold my terrible form.
And I think Stuff just kind of looks down and he's like, this is it? This is the terrible form?
Spare me.
Okay, Wishbone.
Ha! Ha! Ha!
Where I come from, my name was Benrar.
Uh-oh.
Bark.
Did you forget what noise a dog's supposed to make?
Bark.
Sheldon scratches under his chin.
Benrar is very happy, and he takes the chin. And this is where I will call it.
Wait, well, I do have one last epilogue thing, I think.
Oh, okay, actually, if there's any other scenes anyone would actually like to end on, let's do that first.
Because, like, we haven't actually talked to Annie yet. Or, we called her Annie, but we haven't established that's her name. I just Annie'd her.
Okay, little orphan Annie.
Okay, so what would you like to say to her?
Well, what's her first reaction? I think Sheldon's just watching to see what's their first reaction when they wake up.
She opens her eyes, she looks at her hands, she looks around, and she's just... At first, you look like she's going to, like, scream or anything, but she actually tears up as she just looks at her hands. And she just says, I'm real now.
I'm a real man.
I think Sheldon's thinking back on what they saw, and then he kind of, he lightly just puts an arm around her and goes, you know, of all the things I expected to get out of this, I'm going to take care of one part of it, but you know what? I'm fine with that if you are. And I think he's like, he's thinking about it like, I think he's thinking on this, and this is like, I think something kind of clicks in his head, and I think he's going to look at her and go, You didn't just look like that person. You were one of its victims. And was that person before, weren't you? Is that what I'm doing? Am I picking up on the vibes right?
She nods.
Well, call me a softie, but I think that story could be written a little better. That we, at least from what I'm remembering, all the new movies out about the back history and stuff.
She looks at her new found family, and she just says, "Thank you for bringing me and giving me a second life. But I would also like to help you guys. You take me to the library."
He nods and he goes, "We should probably figure out a name if it's all right. I'm sure you don't want to be called queen, the evil queen all this time." He says with a little smile.
She does a little chuckle, but she does have a slight grimace of having to remember that where she has been a piece of. The book the entire time is just,
"This one smells like the one who ripped me from where I was, but I like her. Rub my belly."
So why is this one a human and this one's a dog?
"From my lore, I was Fenrir, bringer of Ragnarok."
"Yeah, but now you tiny little teacup dog."
"Fear me and rub my belly."
I think Charlton's thing kind of goes, "Well, what I was working on was I didn't even realize they were fictional. I was just, admittedly, I was trying to show up a sibling by making a crazy old lady have some clarity, but I'm guessing the elements that made this would have it reverted them to their rawest, realest-ness. Oh God, I hate them. I hate that I sound like a hillbilly. I'm supposed to be a scientist," and he rubs his face. It reverted them to.
"I blame Dad."
"Oh yeah, Dad was an Australian."
The other smart wreck. "Now give me treats. I demand treats."
The little Boston Terrier Fenrir is like sniffing all around the tour bus for treats. And what would be the last thing for the professor? Professor Schmolder. Schmolder.
I don't know. I kind of want to run some experiments on the dog.
Oh dear God.
Hey, nothing terrible.
So, okay. So you're going to be running some.
Just because we were told to watch out for a rabbit. I still have DNA from when there were ink things.
That's shit. And you're keeping all those samples?
Yeah, of course I'd keep the samples. I'm not an idiot. Looks at brother.
Jonathan sticks out his tongue and says, "Look, if you can make a real person out of those DNA samples, then I'll admit I'm an idiot. But I made life. I made real life."
"You didn't make life. You just altered life."
"Well, yes, but I mean, I actually made it. I did."
"Now watch me take the DNA samples and make life."
"Well, that's what I know. That's what I'm challenging you to."
"Well, okay.
I dare you."
Double dog dare me to.
"I'll triple dog dare in you."
"Okay. My goal is to make two more of Fenrir so that I have triple the dogs. Hence defeating the dare."
Oh my God. What would be the last thing for Stuffs? What would be the last thing Stuffs is getting up to?
Oh, I think Stuffs is just kind of, he's just kind of petting the fucking dog, and he's just like, oh, he's like, this is perfect. He was like, I thought you were going to be a fucking kid or something. He was like, I'm a fucking half turkey. He was like, I'm so glad you're a cute little puppy. And he's like, oh shit, a fierce puppy. Fierce puppy. That's it. Not a cute. No. Fierce.
Yes, I'm small, but I'm fierce. Yes, rub my leg.
I wonder if I could turn him into a Cerberus.
A three-headed Boston Terrier?
Well, a triple dog dared.
You know, I really want you guys to keep these characters because I actually do have some more planned.
Okay, I have my shit written down.
Well, say less.
Awesome. Good, because I'm going to do the end of the session, because I'm going to do the end of the session questions. Did we conclude the current mystery?
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys freed everyone in the town. You broke the spell and you banished Cthulhu, so I believe you concluded the mystery. Yeah. Did you save someone from certain death or worse?
Probably, yeah. We saved the town.
People were going to be turkeys, so I think it's safe.
Well, not just that.
By choosing not to kill Hank, I saved him from certain death.
True. And what were you saying, Sean?
Well, not just that. We found out we freed Fenrir, and
mm-hmm.
We still haven't named her.
You actually haven't thought of her name yet. And I was actually going to say, did we learn something new and important about the world? And that might actually apply there as well.
Yeah, we learned that effects. We did learn something, because effects that can work literally on fictional the people who are the fictional people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's two experience.
Because you got three. You get two experience. So yes.
Yeah.
And the last thing, and that, because we did the end of the sessions, the last thing that will be done is that Solomon calls Professor Smolder and goes,
"All right, that's really good there. Smart team, my awesome team. I thought things were going to go really bad, and we were going to have a lot of turkey dinners on our hands. Ha 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 ha."
Wait, did you send us in there thinking we were going to die?
"I refuse to answer the question. Ha 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 ha. Just kidding. I had complete faith in all of them. But no, on a serious note, we've gotten rumors of sightings of a giant rabbit.
Oh, joy.
And I figured since you guys just dealt with something like this, you can easily take care of a giant rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been hearing rumors of the name Peter. So good luck, team."
Mm-hmm. But we still have Hank tied up, right?
Just for shits and giggles, I'm just going to have you guys hear him go, "Whoa!" coming from the bathroom.
You hear stuffs go. Yeah, I think you hear stuffs go, "Oh, shit, we've got to go untie Hank."
No, no, no. Leave him tied up. I'm going to take him home. No, not for that.
"I don't want to know what you're going to do with him, ma'am."
Experiments.
You keep your weird, freaky shit to yourself.
Experiments.
Yeah, experiments, okay? I know what that means. You're going to go home in a tent, tasers to his nipples.
Well, yes, Sean?
I gotta add some roles, because we two people have joined fictional heroism, so now they get...
Mm-hmm. Yes, Jin, you're actually going to get added to that.
What's happening at the library?
This is going to be an interesting couple of minutes, folks, because we're co-keepers. Alexander and Wiley, you've gotten a call from Greta to meet you in the meeting room with a follow-up text saying, "I'll explain everything. If you recognize them, please do not attack them."
All right. So I think Wiley is sitting there in his cartoonishly large phone, and he's kind of just texting away at it, and he's just like, "All right, dot, dot, dot."
Alexander just sends K, period.
Okay, then as you enter the room, Actually, that's the question, too. Do you guys enter together, or do you go at your own pace? You guys plan... Because the text would mention that both of you are being called in.
I imagine we'd probably, like... I like the image of, like, both of us arriving in the hallway from different ends at the same time, and then just kind of, like, walking down the hallway together.
Yeah. I like that, too.
And Alexander's just kind of like looking at Wiley and saying like, "Oh, hey, it's been a little bit. How are you holding up?"
"Oh, I'm doing good. I'm holding up pretty good. Good to have a little R&R for a little bit."
Yeah, I agree. After that last mission was a bit of a doozy. A lot of changes.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what's going on and what we're about to walk into.
Yeah, do you know anything about this?
I have no idea what they're referring to, what Greta's referring to.
All right, and I think Alexander, like, puts his hand on the door and opens the door for Wiley and lets him in.
Yeah. Wily leads the way.
Okay. As you guys enter the room, there's Greta sitting at the head of the table. There's a... I'm going to ask one quick sharp roll for me, each of you could. Just because I want to using this to find out how... We use this to figure out if you guys have run into the... Specifically ran into the biohazard team before.
Gotcha.
I'm going to be real with you, Chief. I did not even have my character sheet pulled up.
Yeah, I wasn't ready to roll, so...
Yeah, Sean, I'm going to piggyback off this roll too, Sean.
This is the first time this has happened to me, actually. Normally I'm the person shaming my players for not being ready and not having their character sheets up.
Nah, you guys get a pass because we told you this was just going to be a super quick and easy little...
So this was a sharp roll, you said, right?
Yeah. Because there's no history checks in Monster of the Week. That...
Gotcha. I got an 8.
I got a 5.
Okay, so Wily, you recognize the science guy, Sheldon Turk. He's... You know he has... There's two... It's weird, because you know he has a sister in the library. You haven't seen them in action, but you know that his sister has constantly mocked him about the suit he wears into danger.
Okay, is he wearing said suit right now, or...?
He isn't wearing a suit, but you haven't had a chance to see the suit. But you do know that the biohazard team basically looks like a Saturday morning cartoon, like a Saturday morning variety show.
Okay, just an eclectic mix of characters, basically. Okay.
Yeah, like, you've seen the leader of the team, and he literally wears a onesie bunny suit into whatever they're dealing with.
So they kind of have a flair for the zany that I'm probably used to from where I come from.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, I think that's very fair to say it like that. Yeah,
Alexander, you don't recognize the other. Neither you recognize the other figure. This is new. It's a teenage girl, and Brian, I'll let you describe what she's wearing since technically this is your MP.
Okay, well. There's actually two NPCs around the science guy, too. There's actually two beings around him.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, no, I know, but I'm going to follow up with your description.
Oh, no, I'm not going into the second one yet. I'm just going to go with Ari.
No, Ari isn't
here yet.
No, Brian, don't worry about Ari. Ari's not here.
Oh, shit. I keep forgetting that's not her name. I'm putting that name for what you actually want this one.
No, Lena is her name. Okay, that explains so much. Okay.
That's why I'm getting it mixed up. I'm thinking that's what her name's supposed to be. So, Lena, actually, Sean, I want you to be the one to tell us how she looks. Because you're the one that gave her life. So I would like to think Sheldon had a little influence on what she looks like now. Because originally, when Sheldon met Lena, she looked like the evil stepmother from Snow White.
Okay, yeah. I think you just see this teenage girl. She has black hair with a yellow stripe in it. And she seems rather sheepish. I feel like she wears, like, striped sweaters. Like, maybe, like, yellow and black. And I think this is the part that sets out, is there's a look of recognition at the two of you, which is strange. You never met this girl before.
Mm-hmm.
And with that failure, Jason, Alexander doesn't know her, but he feels something very familiar. You kind of hear Gabe in the back of your head going, fuck, did they do? How the hell did they catch her?
I'm sorry, miss. Do I know you?
Wait, am I replaying her, Ryan?
Yes, actually, Sean, I'm going to let you play Lena.
Alright. She seems just nervous, and you may have heard of me in a book, maybe? And her voice is cracking like that. It's like, and she, you see her look at Sheldon, and you see Sheldon kind of put a hand on her shoulder protectively, and Greta just seems to be watching, because... But I think as you ask that, it goes, because we figured that you hear Gabe in the back of your head as part of your moves, right?
Yeah.
You hear him say, "Xander, it's her. It's. I don't know how. It doesn't make sense that it's her." He says in a pointed way, and you like the one who introduced us. If you get what I mean,
the one who introduced us.
I think you see she kind of cringes a little bit at that when she hears that.
I mean, I have a question because I do have the move past lives.
Yeah.
Do we want to roll that, or is this a...
Yeah, you can roll that.
Okay.
While that's happening, I think Wiley and Alexander were just here coming from one of the seats. You're not seeing where the voices come from. You just hear a,
"I was promised chin rubs."
All right, but like just straight up, that was fucking good.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's a good voice.
Holy shit.
I think you at that you see the girl pick up. Actually, I can't remember what kind of dog you said it was.
It's a Boston Terrier.
Oh, wonderful!
And starts giving it chin rubs.
Yes, and remember, fear me and rub my tummy.
That is delightful.
So that's a 3 on past lives, boss man. So on a failure for past lives, a past life takes over for a while.
Oh,
oh, man, Jesus,
this is amazing.
You know, Brian, I'm gonna let you pick that because I know what I'm gonna my first thought on that, and I'm not.
So it's one of Alexander's past lives.
Yeah, and the past life stuff is directly related to him being a chosen.
Oh! I got it. This is when the little Boston Terrier kind of perks up and just looks and goes, "Is that you, Thor?"
Alexander was Thor in a past life.
That's sick. I love that.
There's a specific reason why I'm saying this. You'll have to ask the Boston Terrier.
Yeah, you are now Thor. For the moment.
Yeah, All right. I guess I get to come up with this this new side character. Yeah.
And I actually just want to let Wiley know that there's been someone that's been tapping at his chair.
Oh, Wiley's chair.
On Wiley's chair.
Okay.
"Oh my God, it's one of my favorite pastimes. I love your cartoon. Ha 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 ha."
I think Wiley will look down curiously when he hears this.
He just sees what looks like a gray-skinned toddler wearing a bear onesie.
Sick.
Okay.
And then he just trots over to Greta and he's just, "I need upsies."
I think like as he's like toddling away, he's just like, "I'm glad to be entertaining for you." But obviously it sounds like this character is running off after tapping the chair.
Oh no, and then like as he's like gets up and he gets upsies, he just sends he goes,
"Well, hi there. I am the contact for the anti-biohazard team. My name is Solomon Grundy."
I think Wiley's just kind of looking on and a little confused, but he's got a little kind of a bemused grin on his face because he's used to craziness like this and gets a kick out of meeting other crazies.
Mm-hmm. "Well, it's funny that you're meeting me today. If you would have met me later on in the week, I would be older. But today is a Monday."
Okay. Interesting. Interesting way to live, I guess.
"Oh no, it can be a real drag. Ha 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 ha. I see we have called you in about the recent additions that we have found on our last mission, because honestly, the town had really gone to the birds. Ha 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 ha."
Does Wiley know about the events of that, or would this just be his first time hearing about the town going to the birds?
I think this is your first time hearing about it. You know that they were sent there and there was something about turkeys, but beyond that, it was all very vague. They tend to not talk. People don't like to talk about the team. It just weirds everyone out.
Gotcha. Okay. So I think he'll just chuckle a little bit at that because he had heard the bit about turkeys at least. And he'll just look on interested, try to figure out what it is we're about to learn.
And I just realized something. As Thor, you would recognize something about this teenage girl in front of you, Jason.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask, because you guys mentioned earlier that the dog would be, or I don't think you mentioned that the dog specifically would be Fenrir, but I think you mentioned Fenrir.
Oh, the dog is Fenrir.
Yeah, and so that's the connection I was making. So, yeah, Alexander, now Thor, would look over at the dog and say, Fenrir, is that you?
Yes, I may be in this small, unrecognizable form. The still the bringer of Ragnarok, the bringer, the ender of Oak, Fenrir. I thought, how are you doing?
Confused, but you still look better than my brother, than he did.
Yeah, yes. And it's funny that you're here, because she is here with us.
And he's looking over at Lena.
Yeah, and I think as Thor, you recognize this girl as a piece of Jormungandr.
I recognize the word, but as I'm, my Norse mythology is escaping me.
The world serpent.
Oh.
Or at least it's one of the names that, or at least Jormungandr is one of the names this creature has gone over in the past.
Yeah, I think at that, naturally, Thor kind of pulls his trident for a second and then like looks down and is confused because he's used to having his hammer.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to find Mjolnir at this moment. Yeah, sorry about that.
Fenrir's like on top of the table, just chasing his tail.
I think at that, you see Sheldon stand up and put his hand in front of Lena, and he has a weird looking science gun. And you hear Greta like stand up, and she's like, Sheldon, stop. It everyone. And she just stand up, just holds her hand. All right, everyone calm down. Apologize, I probably should have stepped in sooner, but we have information about the creature that you all had to deal or are having troubles with. And our friend here actually managed to, well, I don't know the particulars, but even though you whipped her, and he points at Wily, and you stabbed her a few times, and he points at Thor/Alexander.
Thor nods approvingly.
Our friend here managed to somehow cycle science babble some bullshit, and here is, despite what we all feel off of her, she is a separate person. She is not the lore worm, and she wants to help us stop it.
So she's not the lore worm.
But she is Jormungandr.
Norm. I think Lena just goes, yeah, that was one of the other names they used for the lore worm. Yeah. It's all really hard. It's so hard to put it into words.
Well, far be it from me to go ahead and judge someone based on their reputation. And Thor puts his trident away. He kind of just tosses it in the corner because he disapproves of,
yeah,
this sort of tactic.
Disapproves of that kind of weapon, yeah. Yeah, and while he's just...
He holds out his hand to Lena. Is that her name?
Yeah. I think Lena holds out her hand, or takes the hand and shake and smiles. I'm new to being a... Well, I'll be honest. I was also known as the Evil Queen before it ate. It's complicated.
No, that's all right. I'm new to this too. And he just kind of points to his whole situation.
Form, yeah. Yeah, and Wily just speaks up and says, well, you certainly don't look like an evil queen or a worm now, so it's a pleasure to meet you.
And I think Lena just smiles at me. Well, Dad here kind of like hit me with a health shake, and he goes, and I think Sheldon holds a finger, and a chemical concoction. Just because health shakes count as chemical mixes does not mean that what I use every time is a health shake, he says defensively.
This is when Solomon is just going to look over at Greta and go, Greta, this is why I wanted to why I scheduled this meeting, because I just want everyone to know that biohazard team is the best team.
ha 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 ha, we are the best.
And now he's just like doing a little kid dance in his chair.
So I have a question, because this kind of establishes how this move is going to work going forward.
Mm-hmm.
When can we drop like the consequence of past lives? Is it going to be something? I assume that like in a like true mystery and in a combat situation, you guys should be the person in control of that, right?
I've seen it multiple ways. I've seen it both ways. I'm open to whichever way you prefer, Jason. I figure it drops away after a few minutes.
Yeah,
maybe like long enough that it's a consequence in the situation, because your character suddenly doesn't know what they're doing, and their past self might actually have ulterior motives.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And I'm not the player who would just be like, oh, well, you said I can drop it whenever I want, so I'm going to just drop it immediately after the, because I'm not going to do that.
I think as Thor's calming down, it might drop away now.
Yeah, he no longer feels like there might be any like sort of danger here, and definitely feels like, well, I don't belong in this situation, but somebody else definitely does. I think Alexander should maybe know about this. And so I think what this looks like is you see the consciousness kind of drop out of Alexander's body.
Mm-hmm.
Just fully, he looks like he's completely passed out and is about to hit the floor. And then he wakes up again, and it's Alexander again. He goes, that was very unpleasant. What did I miss? And he looks over at Lena and says, oh, okay. Thor told me about you. That's a new one. Hi, nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too. I think she kind of scoops up Fenrir and goes back to petting him.
Yes. This pleases me.
And she's like, so, I know a little, I don't know a lot. I was just a piece of her and an avatar. But, you guys are looking for a name, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Do you know it?
And she kind of shakes her head and goes, it is so paranoid. I don't think she even knows it anymore. Just to make sure if something like this happens, I guess this has happened before, but I can remember that much. But I do know information on it, and I know why she hates him. She looks at Wily.
Oh, yeah, I was kind of wondering what I ever did to make something like that angry.
It has to do with our it has to do with your story and how her story intertwined, Wily. She locked it away.
The connection?
The name.
Oh.
I remember it because it's in a special dungeon that is twisting and turning. It's not just a place where a skilled thief like yourself can break into. It's like another world in that book.
I'm almost
tempted. I may have, when you guys get to the book, you guys may be switching to dungeon world for one dark.
I would totally be for that.
That would be awesome.
I'm tempted. I've been thinking on this all week, that like doing the crit show.
Yeah, the season two of crit show thing where you switch over to.
Yeah, where they switch. I mean, I DM Dungeon World, so I understand the system, so I could definitely play it as a player.
Yeah, I've read and played a little bit of Dungeon World.
That's a system I've been wanting to try too. So,
I was going to make that as a joke, because you mentioned like, oh, it's like another world and there's a dungeon. And I was like,
a dungeon, yeah. Ah,
it's like a dungeon world.
It's like a dungeon world, huh?
I'm gonna have her say it. Yeah, she's like, it's like a dungeon world.
Yeah, but she says that, and Wily just, his ears literally perk up, and he's just like, "Did you just say I might get to break into something?"
Her name is Mrs. Wily too.
She nods and goes, that's why she made the restaurant based off you. She was trying to, she wanted to get you angry, make you lose your cool. You know, I mean, you didn't have your the one destined to well, she kind of looks at Alexander, goes, she's very paranoid, guys. She has been probably fighting the narrative more than even this organization here has, and why your boss there, she's like a teenage girl, but she's just eaten so many stories. That's why the name, you need the name to stop it. You need the name to lock it in to any one thing. It's like what's that term the kids say, min-maxing?
I think that goes right over Wiley's head. I don't think he's had occasion to play very many video games, unfortunately.
I think Alexander entirely understands this and is like,
Yeah, she's stacking so many stories, putting all the immunities and lacking all the weaknesses, because she's able to pull from all those other stories. Like I she called the evil queen. The evil queen was the part that you both fought. That's why she was shapeshifting and all the and stuff. Was that part was me, so I'm not a part of her, so that doesn't have that, but she has other stories.
Definitely formidable.
Hmm.
Being able to change as you need like that.
So what you're telling me is that if we go to this story, we get inside, we use Wily's abilities, and we break it, then maybe we can get her name and have a shot at actually taking her out.
She not.
All right.
It's going to be a crazy place to get to the dungeon world. You have to get through the part before it, and a lot of deal making. And I think at this, you see Greta's pop up at this. Like, she kind of has like a recognition of something. And he goes, and you see her like, one second. Keep talking. I got to make a call. You see her get up. And she flips out a phone and she's dialing while you guys are talking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, deals were my specialty, so hopefully I can figure that out.
And I'll never say no to a good heist. Or break it, I guess, in this case.
I'm not to doubt you, Alexander, but I guess what I meant was more like Faye kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about it. The Fae are chumps.
You see Greta react, like, react to this and looks away from the phone, and there's like, you might hear like maybe a dry chuckle over it.
I know this one Fae, she just is somehow a cameraman for this one kid. I don't really know how she even got roped into that, but yeah, they get all tied up in their agreements all the time. That you don't need to worry about that.
Solomon's just laughing, just ha 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 ha. Just that monotone laugh just hasn't stopped.
This is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Ha 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 ha.
Well, it's not like you were born yesterday, right?
He stops. You don't know how close you are about that. Ha 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 ha.
You see Sheldon behind him, like shaking his head, doing the teeth him, like don't get him started.
Yeah, nope, don't do that.
All right, I've run out of quippy one-liners.
I think as you guys are talking, you see Greta go like, wait, in Tallahassee, the Sears, wait, it's open. What about the? All right, Green. I'll talk to you later. I'll get some help sent down that way. And you see her hang up the phone and goes, well, fellas, we got a new mission for you. We're gonna be doing a little Ocean's Level 11 thing here and getting some extra specialists. I know a man. I had an old colleague when I was back on the field, who would be able to help get into this book once we find it. But he needs a little help, so you're now going to be going to Tallahassee and meeting with Agent Ari Green, formerly of the
You think I remember the acronym?
The FAE, yeah, the FAE, yeah,
yeah, the FAE.
Oh, I've never been to Florida before.
Yeah, it sounds nice. I wonder if it's humid. Is the old man going to be joining us?
Well, it's actually lucky. I actually ran into him right before I came in here, and I told him there might be a mission. So, of course he'll be going with you.
And Alexander's shoulders kind of slump at that, and he's both, like, nervous and relieved.
And I just think from a very far distance, you just hear a, "Where are the keys to my golf cart?"
And then I think that is the end of the scene. You'll be seeing the party again in... You might be... Listeners, you might be asking some questions about Alexander right now. Who that old man is. And why is Brian voicing yet another character? One of those statements is actually untrue. I'll let you figure that out in our next arc. The Hunt for Warm November, and in the arc after that, we will be having special guest Cat of Shrimps and Crits for the, let me find the name for it quickly, because I had a name I put somewhere for the, yeah, sorry.
I was actually going to say, because I believe you messaged it to me as well. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Oh, crap, you didn't give me the name, just,
Oh, no, I got it. It was in the kick. And also, Cap will be joining us for a special fictional heroism that he's going to run.
All right, cool. So Cap's going to be running it.
Oh, no, he's running a separate one.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, we will be back with Wiley and Alexander and the crew and some of the crew with R.A. Green in Bailey Fangry's Follies.
Wow, what an ending there, guys. The anti-biohazard team really came together with King Bunny taking the lead and getting the kill shot on old Cthulhu there. But not before they got a warning about another evil that is coming on its way now. And we also got to catch up at the library at the end with Sheldon taking Lena for a meeting with Greta, Solomon, and Wiley and Alexander joined in at the meeting too. And they also got told about their next mission. If you enjoyed today's episode, remember to leave us a review. It really helps us in the long end. Also, follow us along at Twitter at DungeonsInPop. And if you would like to talk with the cast, you can find us at the Cast Junkie server. So, poppers, till the next one.